Hi. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, how you going, Stephen?
Good.
Who else we got in the room today?
We got Mr. Batten.
That's me.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, who's that? I should look
Amy.
Up. Oh, it's you. It's Amy.
Yeah.
How are you going?
Good.
How was your week?
I was good. I'm back now. So.
Did you do art on Tuesday?
Yeah, I did.
Stephen, did you go along?
Yeah, I did.
Did you go to the gym this week?
Yep.
Was that the highlight?
I just like a bit of everything.
I see you're wearing a lot of blue today.
Yeah.
That's cool. Are you feeling blue?
Yep.
Are you feeling sunny?
Yep. Positivity.
That's good. We've got a song to reflect that, don't we? That's the first song we've lined up.
Yep. You're looking very blue today too, Mr.
I guess I am, actually. I'm wearing blue jeans. Well, I'm wearing a black T-shirt, mind you.
Blue. Yeah. Everyone's pretty blue today. Everyone's feeling nice and blue.
Hey, what do you think of the new Speakeasy T-shirts?
They're pretty wonderful. They're pretty out there.
Oh, I'm glad. We're going to be wearing them this Sunday down at the Devonport Christmas Festival.
Yes, so come and have a coffee if you can.
We've got a stall there. We're going to be doing a live feed. We're going to be down there recording some radio.
Maybe we'll play Christmas music if people are lucky.
Yeah. And
maybe Snippy's Christmas will play for some people.
And we're going to be walking around the crowd. We're going to be meeting people. We're going to go visit Santa. Santa's got a stool there as well. He's going to be taking photos with people. So
I want to get him into our tent.
We're going to invite Santa, aren't we, over to our
Hopefully he'll accept it.
And we're going to have four seats down there. So you, Stephen, Amy, yourself, and me, we're going to be on a microphone each. I'm going to have a fourth microphone set up because I want people to invite people to come and sit with us and have a chat and just tell us a bit about who you are and what you're into.
Well, I don't know who we're going to see.
And, of course, we'll feature that on the show. So it's really exciting to me that we get to actually get out in the community and meet people. But we'll also rove around the crowd and just see what people are about, see what people are up to. So please come on down. It's going to be super fun. Apparently, like 4,000 people go to this, so it's quite a big deal, and it's really well organized. So I'm excited. So that's this Sunday, the 4th of December, from about, I think it's from about 11 a.m.
Is this from the coming?
Yeah.
It's raining.
Yeah. No, it'll be sunny.
No, it's not. It's raining.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It'll be sunny.
I'll be positive.
Yeah, really positive.
I'm going to quit it now.
Okay. Ames, we're pretending because it's next Friday this year. So it's actually next Sunday.
Ah, it's not.
Yeah, we're pretending.
We're
live.
Sorry.
Yeah, so
I thought you got to be this weekend.
Yeah, so this Sunday, 4th of December, from about 11 a.m. to 3, there's also the Santa Parade.
Yeah.
There's going to be lots of nice food. There's a stage there with performances. We've got dancers. People playing music.
Maybe Mr. Button, maybe he'll dance for us.
It's going to be beautiful weather. Come on down. Please come see us. It'll be so much fun.
And we might
see Paul dance before. We know that, Steve.
Is he going to have a dance?
Wait, he's a good dancer.
Is he going to dance for us?
Me?
Yeah.
Where did you see me dance?
At your wedding.
Oh, I guess so. I try not to dance in public as much as I can.
I sang.
Yeah, you did. You sang with my friends Todd and Nick.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful song that we danced to.
Yeah. It's just a mile song, so.
Stephen, you're into singing. I saw you sing at Amy's birthday.
Yes.
What song did you sing?
Forever Young.
Forever Young.
You are my dad.
Oh, now, Mr. McCallum, he does like me, though. He's very handsome.
He's a bit of a drama queen, actually, am I?
No, I'm not. No, he's not.
So, can you delete that part?
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
I'm going to tell him what you've been saying all the time. I'm going to tell him when he comes to the Christmas thing. I'm going to tell him.
First song up today, it's in the theme of Stephen, and apparently, yeah, I guess I'm wearing a bit of blue. It's in the theme of blue.
So, we're the blue people at Speakeasy Event.
All right, see you soon, guys.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. I'm blue, I'm a need, I'm a die, 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 I'm a need, I'm a die. I'm blue, I'm a need, I'm a die. streets and all the trees are too. I have a girlfriend and she is so blue. Blue are the people here that walk around. Blue like my carpet, it's standing outside. Blue are the words I say and what I think. Blue are the feelings that live inside me.
I'm Blue by April 65.
I remember that song. That was from a long time ago.
Everyone used to dance to that song. They used to be on it the night.
It
used
to be a film of that.
Yeah, that was like 20 years ago maybe.
Everyone
or more
to, it used to be in all the nightclubs.
Just move your mic closer to you.
Oh,
yeah, that's it.
It used to be in all the nightclubs.
That's right, I remember that. Do you remember that, Ames?
Yeah, I remember the song because it's in the film.
No,
it's got a big fat liar.
It's got a good dance beat to it, doesn't it?
Yep.
Plenty more songs coming up on this 45-minute show we have. We've got some stories. We've got one story from you, Ames, coming up,
yeah.
Which is great. One thing people will start to realise about you is you've been to a lot of places. You've met a lot of people and you've got a lot of stories to tell.
Yeah.
You're going somewhere this summer?
I am, but I can't tell.
Yeah, well, you're going to England, right? We all know that.
Yeah, I'm going to England this summer.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
So you've been to quite a few cities in your life. What would be your favourite?
Dubai.
Dubai?
Yeah.
Wow, I've never been to Dubai. Stephen, have you been to Dubai?
No, but I would like to.
When I picture Dubai, I picture a very sort of new city.
What is it like?
Quite futuristic and quite warm.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
Yeah, I've been there before. I've been there with Mum, Dad and a boy.
Cool. That's cool. Is it? Were you there for a while? I know it's a bit of a crossroads, like a stop-off for people.
I was quite young and I got diabetes then.
Oh, yeah. How old were you then?
I don't know how long, but my mum might know.
All right, so Dubai's your favourite. I'm going to say, for me, I'm going to say San Francisco.
Oh, God.
Or Santa Cruz, which is just outside of. I think that's one of my favourite. I really liked Paris as well. What about you, Stephen? What's your favourite city in the world that you've visited?
I don't really have a favourite, but...
Oh.
I've been to the Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah? Was that nice?
Yeah.
That's quite warm, isn't it?
I've got another favourite.
What's your other favourite? You can only have one favourite, though. Okay, what's your second favourite, then?
It's LA.
Oh, Los Angeles. I like Los Angeles.
Yeah, my godfather's down there.
There's a lot of mixed feelings about...
Friends, TV or Friends, Warner Brothers.
Well, that's where it's shot, isn't it? Friends is set in New York.
Yeah.
Around Midtown New York, Manhattan.
Yeah.
But it's shot, obviously, in Los Angeles. It was shot in California.
Yeah.
Yeah, like most shows.
And also, I got a godfather down there.
Yeah, and it's always perfect weather.
Yeah.
Near the beach. I do like Los Angeles.
Does it never rain over there?
It rains like 2 or 3 times a year. And when it rains, it buckets down. It really rains. It's a desert, right? So they've actually just built a city on a desert. And it now stretches out with a big there's a bit of a gap, but they've stretched out to, you know, Las Vegas.
Does it never stop when it rains?
My friend's getting married there.
I think it rains really heavily when it does. Really, who's that?
Kelly.
Oh, cool. They're overseas.
Yeah, but recently I do really want to get married. It's getting married in a desert.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds warm.
Yeah, and wow. I'm a bit scared if it happens to hide it.
Sheesh. All right, we're going to cut to a song, but we're going to come back this week. Usually what we do is a quiz.
Yeah.
We do a quiz or two. We're going to mix it up a little bit this week, and we're going to come back from the song into something that is about selecting which Disney character you might be. So I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions. We'll start with you, Ames.
Okay.
Then we'll go to Stephen, and we're going to figure out which Disney character you guys... which Disney characters you'd be if you were in the Disneyverse, the Disney universe. All right, but first up, we're going to play a song by Bob Dylan. This is for...
My dad, he's in Japan right now.
And it's a song that's also played by the Rolling Stones, another favourite band of your dad's.
Yeah.
And yours, and mine, yeah. And Stephen's.
But it's called... This is from my dad, it's this bit.
Right on, it's called Like a Rolling Stone.
Now, Joe, you're like a Rolling Stone, you're a nice man. I'm speaking of him.
Discover that.
Dylan. Like a Rolling Stone. One of his more famous ones. He's got quite a few there, guys. Do you guys like that song?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. My dad told me on a phone to pick it for him to play.
Oh, nice. Well, good. All right, guys, it's time. We're going to do the Disney verse. Apparently, if you answer these questions, it'll tell you which enchanted character you would be.
Yeah.
What are you hoping for, Ange? You're up first.
I want to be the princess from... I want to be the princess from Enchanted.
Okay, let's see. Let's have a look then. Stephen, do you think she might be that?
Yeah, probably.
What do you think you'd be?
Well,
Robert?
Probably.
All right, let's have a look. First question then, we'll see how this goes. What is your go-to coffee order? Black coffee, iced tea, caramel frappuccino, decaf coffee, a cold brew, or a lavender latte?
Latte.
Lavender latte. Ding. Which city would you want to move to? Jersey City, Paris, Los Angeles, Moscow, Toronto, or New York City?
New York City.
New York City. What's your favourite colour? We've got orange, brown, pink, navy, or yellow?
I pick yellow.
Okay, go for yellow out of that lot. Where would your ideal first date be? Either a walk in the park, at a museum, at a cemetery, at a movie theatre, on a horse-drawn carriage through a city, or at a candlelit dinner?
I think I'll start the horse
there. On a horse-drawn carriage through a city. Oh, that sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What is your favourite month? Is it November, July, January, April, June, or September?
September.
September. All right. What's your dream car? We've got a selection here. A minivan, a G-Wagon, a horseback, VW Bug, a Tesla, or a Camry?
Horseback.
Horseback, all right, and for those of you wondering what that is, that seems to be a four-wheel drive type Range Rover thing. Favourite sport? Golf, polo, volleyball, croquet, track and field, or soccer?
Soccer.
Soccer it is. How many friends do you have? The options here are none. About 20. My only friend is my significant other. Every person I meet is my friend. A solid 6, or my close circle is 3 or 4, but I have a wide network. What would you say?
My only friend.
Which one's that? Your only friend is your significant other. Meaning you're like Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, what about me? I'm your friend. Yeah, what about Stephanie? She's your friend. What about Steven? It isn't fair. 20.
Oh,
I'd agree.
You've got heaps of friends.
I went to your 30th birthday party and it was packed. Like, it took me like 20 minutes to get a drink at the bar. All right, about 20. And then finally, choose an artist that you love. One Direction, Nickelback, Green Day, Snoop Dogg, Taylor Swift, or Hozier?
Okay, Taylor Swift.
All right, it's a hard one, isn't it? There's a few in there. We'll pick your top. You are, drum roll please, Prince Edward.
Edward!
You are a hopeless romantic who's willing to sacrifice it all for the one you love.
Okay.
You don't always think in the most logical way, but your devotion and charm will always get you very far in life. It always works out in the end for you. And there's a lovely picture of you as Prince Edward. Well done, Ames.
I want a girl. I want to be a girl.
All right, the quiz has spoken. Amy is Prince Edward. Stephen, you're up. Which enchanted character are you? All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, same questions again. What is your favourite go-to coffee order? I've got black coffee, iced tea, caramel frappuccino, a decaf coffee, a cold brew, or a lavender latte?
Iced tea.
Iced tea, all right. We're off to a good start. Which city would you want to move to? We've got Jersey City, Paris, Los Angeles, Moscow, Toronto, or New York City?
Probably Paris.
We're heading in Paris, all right. Nice answers.
You would come.
What's your favourite colour? Orange, brown, pink, navy, or yellow?
Pink.
Pink it is. Where would your ideal first date be? So once again, a walk in the park, at a museum, at a cemetery, at a movie theatre, on a horse-drawn carriage to the city, or at a candle-lit dinner.
A cemetery.
A cemetery. Oh, we're gonna spin them here, I think. You like pink, you like cemetery for a first date.
So
it's going to be an interesting answer.
I think it'll be a horrible one.
Well done. What is your favourite month? Month of the year. November, July, January, April, June, or September?
Probably November.
November it is. Dream car? What's your dream car? A V-dub bug, a horseback, minivan, a G-wagon, a Camry, or a Tesla?
A minivan.
A minivan it is. All right. Favourite sport? We've got golf, polo, volleyball, croquet, track and field, or soccer?
Track and field.
Track and field it is. How many friends do you have?
I don't know.
I reckon about 20.
Yeah.
All right. And then choose an artist you love. One Direction, Nickelback, Green Day, Snoop Dogg, Taylor Swift, or Hoosier?
Probably Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Are you ready for your answer? Drum roll, please.
Yes. What? Are you kidding me?
Do you want to say it? Tell
everyone. I would want to be.
Stephen got the. Do you want to say, tell everyone who it is?
It's Amy Adams.
Who's the character? Giselle?
Giselle.
Stephen, you are.
Yeah.
Giselle. The one that Amy really wanted to be.
Well.
You've switched because you would make a good Prince Edward.
I know.
You kind of look like him, actually, in the photo that they gave us. So, Amy, you are Prince Edward. Stephen, you are Giselle, the one that Amy really wanted to be. So you were kind, friendly, and you have the voice of an angel. I have been saying that recently. You've got a very good radio voice.
Well, Mr. Batty.
You're able to see the very best in every situation and remain ever hopeful for the future. This is very true, Stephen. You're always telling everyone how awesome they are.
Mr. Batty.
Although this hope can be seen as naivety, regardless, people and animals everywhere flock to you because of your sunshiny personality and incredible good luck.
Well, Mr. Batty, I know what you would be.
What do you think about that, Prince Edward?
All right. I could be a little
bit. All right, that was a spin on the quiz this week.
I like the lawyer off it.
And we have got some solid answers there.
I know what you would be.
What?
I think Mr. Button, I think he'd be good as a princess.
As a princess, yeah. Maybe I would. Who would? We'll never know.
Do you want to do it?
This is Wandering Eye by Fat Freddy's Drop. We're going to see you shortly.
I'm speaking as a man. Wow, a princess.
You lying, hying, pretty voodoo, lucid, dreaming, magic, wonder. Can you see this spell I'm under? Make you wonder with the rhythm, feel it moving through your system. Step on, step us, step up to it. All you got to do is do it.
on searching for a garden. Yes, I got it. When will this cease? Never gonna end. Lost my family, lost my friends. Face is familiar, far from the same. Come a little closer, let me know your name. Who's stepping to the light, sweet one? So I can see you were lost your name in the moonlight, yeah.
The one, here we go. Stephen, what's in the news this week?
The World Cup.
Yeah, Soccer World Cup in Qatar, which is apparently a bit of a mixed bag at the moment.
People are cleaning the stadiums.
Yeah, apparently Japanese fans have been spotted cleaning the stadiums on behalf of what should be, I guess, the hired cleaners' jobs. But they're doing it purely out of the love. They are doing it out of respect. Japanese supporters have been spotted cleaning up stadiums after games, even ones where their team isn't playing. At the opening game of the tournament between Qatar and Ecuador, Japanese fans decided to clean the stadium, a reporter for TSN, in a TikTok video showing them in action. When asked why they do it, one fan responded, "Japanese never leave rubbish behind. We respect the place." Legends.
Well, my response to that is, I think they need to, the security people, they should get off their backside and help.
I think it's a really fantastic thing they're doing.
I know, yeah, but the security should help as well, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, sounds like a bit of an interesting experience. I haven't seen too much about it, but it's, you know, it's...
Maybe we should get someone on the show.
It's usually something that should be quite a well-oiled machine, is hosting a World Cup such as the soccer. Apparently also, travel is really hard at the moment, getting around, so the 8 stadiums in Qatar are in or near the capital, so fans don't have to go too far to get to matches, in theory. The country built its World Cup as environmentally sustainable in part because of how compact it is, but the reality is quite different. Tens of thousands of foreign fans are turning to shuttle flights between Doha and neighbouring Dubai for a number of reasons. High hotel prices, a scarcity of accommodation, and limits on alcohol. It might sound extreme, expensive, and environmentally questionable, but the daily flights have become a popular choice as fans opt to sleep somewhere other than Qatar. So that's just a...
That's highly uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's not great, is it?
No. They need to find a place to sleep.
Yeah, and, you know, they're obviously just going to countries either side. So Dubai is actually one of those names. You said that was your favourite city earlier, so you'd be all right.
Yeah.
Also in the news this week, we've got people changing their names.
Yeah.
Before the age of 18. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that would be, My thoughts on that, people should be allowed to choose what they want to do.
Apparently here is one young lady, she's 17, she's saying that she still needs her mother's signature in order to be able to legally change her name. Thoughts on that, Ames?
I think the mother should really sign that for her.
Yeah, well, they should have a discussion, I suppose, and then if she would like to do that. Obviously, I mean, legally changing her name is one thing, but she could ask people to call her that.
Yeah.
Whatever that name is.
Simple like this. Let's see. Her real name is actually Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, yeah, that's right, but that's sort of the same name.
Yeah.
What's another name for Amy? I guess there's...
It's just Amy.
It's just Amy. It's a bit like Paul. It's just Paul.
Yeah.
Stephen. You could be called Steve, I suppose. Does anyone ever call you Steve?
Some people.
My mom actually... My nan and my granddad called my mom Catherine.
Okay.
Yep. That would make sense as well.
Yeah.
Yep. There's quite a few variations for that.
But my dad... Or
Joe.
Yeah. Joe, who's my dad?
Joseph.
Yeah, that's his full name.
Joey?
No.
Jojo?
No.
Jay? Yeah, okay.
Joe, his full name is Joseph.
Yeah.
But my dad calls my mom Kate.
Yeah, right on. That was the news this week. Thanks, Stephen. Thanks, Ames.
Right.
Now, Joe's pretty handsome. He's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
He would agree with me, Amy. Trust me.
He's married to Stephen.
I know.
He's married to my mom.
Will he come to the thing on Sunday, Amy?
Oi, I'm married to my wife.
No, he'll bet me up.
And
Kate will bet me up too.
It's that time of the week, everybody. We've got a story from Ames.
Yes, it's on my phone.
It's your time to shine. Go for it.
Yeah.
Pull it out. We'll wait. Whilst we wait, Stephen, do you have any stories you want to share maybe next week?
Now.
No.
All good. All right. Go for it. This is this week's story from Amy McCollum.
When I was at school, I went to her puzzle set in London.
Yep.
When I was 13 years old, my French teacher,
yep,
her husband is David Bradley from Harry Potter movies.
Yep.
I met David Bradley. I said to him, "Can I have your autograph?" He says to me, "No."
That's a bit mean. Why did he say that?
I think he's too busy working.
Oh, I suppose, because he was on set, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What did he play, by the way, in Harry Potter?
You know the cats?
Sure, the cat.
Yeah,
it's
a man with a cat.
Oh, I see, so he would have been super busy. Was he in his outfit, his special outfit?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder he said no. Okay, go on.
Hey. When I came back to the bus, I was writing a Harry Potter book. I was pretending to be David Bradley, but actually it's Amy.
Good on you, Amy.
So you gave your sister an autograph, right?
Yeah.
And you pretended it was his, but it was actually you pretending to be him.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you've met a lot of people. Well, first of all, why were you on the set of Harry Potter?
Okay, my French teacher got married.
Yeah.
And her name is Rosanna.
Okay.
She's my French teacher at school.
Yeah, she was your French teacher, yep. Where was the school? Was it in New Zealand?
No, it's in London.
Oh, it was in London, okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
Because it filmed in London, originally.
Yeah, yep.
So, because I know we went to Stratford-upon-Avon. My school was in Stratford-upon-Avon.
Stratford-upon-Avon?
Yeah, my school.
Yes.
So we had our biggest road, long trip down to London.
Did you go with your class, or was it just
a few people? Yeah, my class.
Oh, right, okay, I see, so of course.
So my mum was not there with me.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you for that story. Stephen, what did you think?
I thought that was pretty inspiring.
It was good, isn't it? And you've met a lot of people. All right, well, looking forward to next week's story.
Yeah. I get my mum to write it for me.
Oh, that's great stuff. All right, everyone, don't forget, this Sunday, the 4th of December, the Devonport Christmas Markets, the festival, whatever you want to call it, we're going to be there.
And we're going to be broadcasting live.
We are. We're going to be right there in the centre. meeting you all, greeting you all.
And do not be afraid.
It's going to be super fun. Guys, that was a fantastic show this week. Let's cut to a song. We've got a couple of songs to choose from here. I would like to get your take on it. We've got Rod Stewart, Still Love You. We've got We Like to Party by the Venga Boys. I'll let you guys decide. Which song do we go out with?
I'm going to go Rod Stewart.
You want to go Rod Stewart? Stephen, how are you feeling on that one?
Good.
All right, okay. We'll save the Venga Boys for next week.
On Speakeasy FM.
All right, thanks everyone. See you Sunday.
See ya.
Over and out. Thank you, Mrs. Batten, for having Mr. Batten make the t-shirt.
Jangle and true.